You are listening to Wellness Wednesday, a show about health and wellness in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. This week, YKHC's tobacco prevention and cessation.
Good morning and Happy New Year, YK Delta. This is Aiden Keller in Bethel, Alaska, and I am the Nicotine Dependence Counselor at the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation. First, I wanted to welcome all our listeners to today's Wellness Wednesday broadcast. Welcome! We typically broadcast our show live so we can interact with our listeners. However, this broadcast had to be pre-recorded due to the holiday season, and as a result, we will not be able to immediately respond to comments or questions during this broadcast. This week, we partnered with YKHC's Prematernal Home. They have a documented story where they follow one young woman named Angelina in her quitting process. She wanted to quit in order to protect the health of her child. Today, we wanted to share this story with the YK Delta. Let's listen. But I don't mind.
Her name is Jacqueline Kashatuk. She and her aunt are waiting for Angelina. To pass the time, they gather blueberries while they wait for their special guest to arrive.
I grew up going berry picking ever since I was small. It's like every year you look forward to going berry picking, especially being out in the tundra. My husband's in the army, in the National Guard. And right now they're at Mississippi training for the army to go to Iraq. I know he's doing okay, but how I feel is like I have to be strong for him, even when I feel, you know, sad. I have to be strong for him because knowing that he's over there, he needs my strength too to go on. I'm from Chivak, a village located by the Bering Sea, and we come here approximately 1 month before we have our baby to stay here at the prematernal home, so it could be by the hospital till our baby's born. There's ladies that are here from all over the villages that are waiting here also till they have their babies. There is lonely days because we'd rather be home with our families and our other children. But it's good we meet people and we take walks together to the stores, to the hospital. There's places we can go in Bethel.
Marlene Kinigak waits for her first baby at home. She recently moved to Bethel, where she works as a dental assistant at the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation.
Oh, I feel that.
I'm with my boyfriend right now and our two little dogs. We just moved in here not too long ago. The dogs are Lily and Daisy.
Like Jacqueline, Lucy Kusayak is from Chivak. This will be her fourth child.
I'm staying here in prematernal waiting. With my two pregnancies, I never used to smoke, but with this one, I am. This morning, I went up to the hospital for nicotine control. I went there because I want to quit smoking, because I just found out it's bad for the baby.
Hi, Lucy. I'm Samantha. I'll be your counselor today. We just want to go over how you've been doing, if you've been tobacco-free or if you're still using tobacco. And
Lucy had heard that smoking was bad for the baby, so she went to a tobacco counselor to find out exactly how the unborn child might be harmed.
Your baby's inside your stomach and you have an embryo that when you eat, you know, you give it food and, you know, all these protein, calcium, whatever. But when you use tobacco, like smoking cigarettes, and it goes into your body, and all those chemicals that a cigarette has, there's tar, which they use to pave roads, or they have arsenic, which is rat poisoning, or formaldehydes, which is used on dead corpses or to preserve dead corpses. So, you know, when you think about smoking, think about all those different kinds of chemicals you're putting into your body and that you're putting into your baby's body.
I started chewing tobacco, which was Black Bowl, when I was 10 years old, and then my mom found out. I got grounded. And I chewed Black Bowl for how many years, and then when I moved here to Bethel, I switched over to Skoal, and I'm cutting down so that the baby could be healthy when he's born, and I want the baby to be healthy, and I want to quit chewing, and it's the best for the baby.
Although Marlene is trying to quit, so far she has only managed to cut down. But she's very close to leaving the habit behind. Her boss, Dr. Matthew West, encourages her and supports her effort to quit. As a dentist, he sees the damage tobacco can do.
Tobacco use is really a horrible thing for the mouth, for the teeth, for the person in general. There's quite a bit of evidence linking any type of tobacco usage with disease of the gums and the supporting tissues of teeth. We have a new dental assistant, Marlene, who is currently pregnant, and so she's really working hard to reduce or eliminate completely her usage of tobacco as she goes through that pregnancy. All of us here are very excited about that. We know she has a lot of challenges, so we really look forward to providing additional support and encouragement to her as she goes through this hard period in her life.
Iqmik is chewing tobacco. It is made from punk ash and tobacco leaves, and when people make it, they take off the tobacco twigs that are on it, and then they only keep the soft parts, and then they add the punk ash.
I used Black Bowl, Iqmik. Black Bowl is, well, you buy a leaf, fireweed, and people make it out of punk. They get it out from the wilderness and they pick it and they burn it, and the ash and the leaf will be mixed and you just chew on it.
I started using Iqmik when I was young. When I was younger, I was a little girl. I don't even remember how old I was. And I quit when I was pregnant with my first child about 2 years ago. And that was when I quit. And I've quit ever since. I didn't know that chewing was really bad for your baby until I was pregnant myself, and I started learning more about it. And also I had that natural feeling, I guess, that I had a bad feeling when I chewed a few times when I was pregnant with my first one, and I didn't like that feeling. And I guess it just came naturally because what you have, your baby has. And then I quit from there.
Teresa Flores is a physician's assistant at the hospital in Bethel. She has seen firsthand the ravages of tobacco on the mothers and children of the villages.
For all prenatals, at every single prenatal visit, I stress to them the importance of not using tobacco in any way, shape, or form.
How are you feeling today?
I'm great.
Good. Any problems? Any concerns?
No.
Feeling your baby move okay?
Every day.
Okay, good. And are you chewing, smoking?
No.
Good for you. One of the things I always try to check about smoking and chewing at each visit, just because sometimes people start, sometimes people stop, and it's really important for you not to start chewing or smoking while you're pregnant, just because everything that you take into your body, your baby will take as well. And if you become addicted to nicotine, then your baby will essentially do the same thing. So if I ask you every single time, it's just because I want to make sure that you're healthy. Okay. So it looks like everything is up to date here on all of your tests, so you're good to go. Is there anything else that I can help you with?
No.
Okay. So we will see you back in a month.
Okay.
Okay. Have a good day.
K Carrie Enoch is coordinator for nicotine control and research at the Yukon Kuskokwim Delta Regional Hospital. Among her primary responsibilities is to help prospective mothers conquer their nicotine habit. With input from many Alaska Native tobacco users, a special program has been designed to help pregnant women who are seriously ready and committed to quit.
What brings you here today?
I'm just concerned that my baby would be addicted to nicotine.
I'm glad you want to stop using tobacco, because it will be the best thing that you do for yourself and your baby, for your baby to develop well, because nicotine tightens the blood vessels and this keeps as much nutrients and oxygen from reaching your baby. When using ICMIC, nicotine enters the bloodstream and builds up in the fetus, placenta, and amniotic fluid. And then that baby's heart rate starts to beat faster by up to 40 beats per minute than the normal heart rate. And that's not good for the health of the baby. Babies born to mothers who use tobacco are 2 times more likely to catch colds and flu, and they have more problems with the colds and flu and RSV, and they have more ear infections and are at risk for SIDS and also have behavioral and growing problems.
Carrie Enoch also explains how smoking while pregnant can not only lead to premature delivery, miscarriages, stillbirths, and sudden infant death syndrome, but can also lead to such problems as cancer and heart disease in the mother. She explains how nicotine use over time can lead to symptoms of GERD, or gastroesophageal reflux disease, a painful and potentially dangerous backflow of stomach acids into the esophagus. Carrie is especially effective as a nicotine counselor.
I know how hard it is to stop because I've been there. I used ICMIC for about 14 years. I know that a lot of people in our area use ICMIC, and it's very hard to stop. We had the ASH tested at the Mayo Clinic, and the findings were that adding the ASH raises the pH level in the ICMIC, and that allows for more nicotine to be absorbed by the body.
Like Jacqueline, Lucy, and Marlene, Carrie Enoch wrestled with her tobacco addiction before her daughter, Marissa, was born. And like so many village women who become addicted to this behavior, she tried everything to quit. She tried active and positive cultural activities such as boating, dancing, basket making, and berry picking. She tried the patch and nicotine gum to reduce her craving. All of these things helped, but what finally ended her dependency forever was the love she felt for her unborn child and the support of her husband, Cliff.
We'd both been using tobacco since we were probably young teenager or before. I smoked cigarettes and my wife was mostly chewing Black Bowl or ICMIC when she got pregnant. We decided that it would be best for her to stop for the health of our child that was soon to be born. So she stopped, but I continued to smoke, which wasn't a very good decision, even though I would smoke outside.
Cliff supported Carrie through her difficult withdrawal.
Yes, I did. I was pretty firm on that because I know that there's developmental problems with infants while they're in the womb. And she also quit drinking for many, many years too. So she was a good mom, I guess you would say.
Once Carrie had defeated her addiction, it was time for the family to help Cliff defeat his.
Hey, this is good stuff. Thank you, Marissa.
My family encouraged me a lot, too. My children were bugging me about it for several years. They were still both young, and I decided that if I'm going to raise this family, I better be responsible and be there to be with them later instead of keeping up with that bad habit and just dying young. My daughter, she really kept bugging me.
Every time he went outside to go smoke, I would go with him and start bugging him, saying, do you want to die, and some stuff like that. I didn't want my dad to die.
I really didn't want to die. I thought about it, and I started quitting, and it was a struggle at first. And then I went on the cessation program. I used some of those patches. And in, I believe, 3 days, I was able to completely stop smoking. So some of these programs really do work if you have the incentive and you want to quit. That's the first thing. And once you can break that habit, then you got it. You're done. It's in your past.
It's not uncommon to see, you know, 5, 6, 7-year-old children chewing tobacco. Unfortunately, because they start chewing at such an early age, most people don't quit chewing until they've gone, you know, like 5, 10, 15, 20 years. And in kids that start at 5 years old, that means by the time they're 30, they've been hooked for 25 years. And that in turn increases their risk of having major health issues, losing their teeth earlier.
And so they wait. Wait for the tiny travelers from another world. A mysterious world we can't know or remember. They wait for the children, intimate strangers, the living masterworks of creation. Angelina's journey will pass through here, Chivac, a village on a bend of the Manuqinuq River, a place both blessed and tested by the seasons. It is autumn now. The houses rest easily above the river. The boats depart and return from the sea. The rhythm of life continues as it has for untold generations, but there is something different about the rhythm this day. A new sound, a new cadence, a new heartbeat.
This is my second child, my new baby, Angelina.
One can sense the strength of this family. 4 generations living healthy and natural lives. 4 generations welcoming the newest member of the Cashatuk family. With the support of a family like this, it was no wonder Jacqueline was able to leave her nicotine habit behind.
I'm really happy I quit using that. Because it also makes me feel better too, not only for myself, but also for my child. And it also affects my oldest one that I have, because if she sees me spitting, and because at this age she's gonna turn 2, if I was still using that ekmek and spitting and putting it inside my mouth, she would learn that. And then maybe later on in the future when she gets older, she'd wanna copy me and, you know, keep doing that. We're all doing good. Me and my family is doing good. Yes, my baby is doing good. Having a newborn and not using ekmek or smoking would really make a difference, because having a newborn, you'll need lots of rest to take care of your child, and the child will also need to have rest.
Should I hold the baby?
Because the baby's growing and like sleeping would be much better without having a crying baby.
Yeah, I'm glad she doesn't touch any chemical smoke during her pregnancy. I'm so very, thank her very much.
And you gotta love your body and your baby.
Jacqueline's older sister, Joanne, is the school secretary. Now, Angelina goes for a visit to see her aunt.
Yes, I'm pretty proud of Jacqueline that she chose to stop using ikhmik or snuff, because when I was watching her grow up, she used to try to sneak snuff or ikhmik. And I knew that she would get addicted. We try to discourage her from using tobacco, but you know how sneaky little kids are, and influences from other friends. I knew she got addicted, but when she got pregnant, she chose to quit using ikhmik because she was thinking about the health of her baby. And I knew she really wanted a healthy baby and healthy family. Yes, I'm pretty proud of her and pretty impressed.
Soon it was time for Angelina's first checkup.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Tanya.
How are you?
Good.
Oh, how's your baby?
She's doing good.
So cute. So you could ikhmin, right? So nice. Did you quit before you got pregnant or after you found out you were pregnant?
I quit when I was pregnant with my first child.
Oh. Was it hard for you to quit? You didn't need to use any patches or gums or...
No.
Holy cow. How did you quit just like that?
Because I thought about the baby and why should I be chewing ikhmik, you know, while I'm carrying this innocent child, and you know, because you know how ikhmik has stuff in it, and it, what if we chew it, also goes to the baby.
She looks so nice. She's so pretty. Okay, let's go check how much she weighs. Okay.
Okay.
Angelina's journey has just begun. Yet already the person she will be has been taking shape. As she traveled this way in her mother's womb, the organs that would define her as a human being were being formed and nourished. The quality of her health as a growing child, even as an adult, was being established. How tragic it would have been if this journey had been diverted by the chemicals that lie in wait in tobacco. How tragic if this innocent life had been diminished by the mother's addiction. But with her love, her will, and the support of friends and family, Angelina's mother brought her safely through the first formative stage of her journey. Now it will be the village, the family, and the child herself who shape who Angelina will be. Our children are the future. The quality of that future depends on the strength and health of each child, the strength and health of each village. So please, do not cast aside the promise of our people by pushing tobacco on our unborn generation. Get the facts, think about the danger, then do what's right.
That was an in-depth look at someone wanting to quit tobacco. And I wanted to let our listeners know, our department offers free counseling services to anyone 12 years and older. As a certified treatment counselor, I can help you develop a personalized quit plan based on your current tobacco use. This involves setting a quit day, checking in on that day, as well as multiple times throughout 1 year. We also can discuss nicotine replacement therapy, or NRT. This includes things like the gum, patches, or lozenges, as well as the fact that we can work with your physician to prescribe other possible medications. I wanted to let listeners know that our department does not offer electronic cigarettes, and we are currently following with the FDA ruling that they do not endorse such devices to help an individual become tobacco-free. Busy? Don't have time to talk to us? Don't worry. You can text QUIT now to 1-907-891-1740 to access a free program created by YKHC that offers tips and advice. It's also confidential. Those that enroll never have to speak to a real person or give away any identifying information. You can text the word HELP and receive that help immediately, 24/7. The Alaska Quit Line is another free option available to all Alaskans and offers access to telephone, web, and text-based support to an individual that wants to quit. You can call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. That's 1-800-784-8669. I wanted to thank all our listeners, no matter where they are, for tuning in and wish them a happy new year. This has been Aidan Keller, the Nicotine Dependence Treatment Counselor at the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation in Bethel, Alaska. See you soon, Delta.
Thanks for listening to Wellness Wednesdays on KYUK, a show about the health and wellness in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Catch us every Wednesday at 10 a.m.